A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiya, welcome along to another bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. Usual episodes are about an hour long. If you've not heard them before, they are just us having inspiring conversations about lessons that great people have learned from their lives, and I strongly recommend that you go back and listen to all kinds of episodes, usually the ones that don't necessarily appeal to you right at the start, where you think, oh, I'm not sure, I'd like to hear what that person has to say. Those are the ones that tend to surprise people. So feel free to go back and check out all the episodes we've done so far. But these bite-sized episodes are just short little bursts of inspiration, just a few minutes long, just to uplift you for the day. And I can't wait for you to hear this one, because it was with a young footballer who had a brilliant amount of talent, and he was lauded. Great things were expected of him. He was playing for Manchester City, but then the day came where his football career ended. However, since then, he's gone on to be named as one of the Forbes 30 under 30. He runs his own fashion label called Manier Devoir. He's a really brilliant and inspiring young guy. His name is Reece Wabara. And when he joined us on the podcast, he shared some of his experiences as a young footballer and how they've shaped the man he is today.
So if you had a young boy coming in that you could see had obvious talent, yeah, and was maybe making sales and really adding value to the business, but there was a question marks about their commitment or how focused they were, how would you deal with you?
So I have people like that in the business, actually, and I encourage their flamboyancy, because that was what people tried to strip out from me. But sometimes it's a case of putting the arm around, which people didn't do to me, and say, look, I understand you're young, I've been there too. You know, go out and drink, but not on a Sunday. Do you know what I mean? Or, you know, don't come into work and let other people who are more older than you and senior look at you and go, oh, well, Reece is letting him act that way. So is this the case of, you know, don't try and drive that flamboyancy or, you know, their natural character out of them, because that's what football does to a lot of people. But you've just got to, you know, just give them a little bit of advice and pat on the back. When I was at Man City, and I remember I bought an X6, then I had a C63, then I had a Panamera, which is insane for a 19, 20-year-old. It's like stupid. Why would you do that? I would never advise someone to do that. But I remember at the time the senior players were loving me. They were just like, oh, yeah, you know, that car's wicked, or keep doing that. And then I think to myself, when now I'm old, I'm like, why would you not tell me not to do that? And that part of me thinks to me, were they really my friend? Do you know what I mean? Because if I saw someone doing that at 19 years old with the world at their feet, I would say, look, hold, park that for a little bit. Just focus and you can get that in the future.
Such an interesting episode, that one, Damien, because Reece shows a real vulnerability that I don't think we see or hear enough of when it comes to the world of sport.
Yeah, I thought this was one of my favourites, Jake, that I think for Reece to talk very much around the mistakes that he'd made, that he almost had it all. He was the kid that had it all. He'd represented England at all levels up to senior football. He was representing Manchester City. And yet he walked away from it with a career unfulfilled in many ways. And I think there's often some real learnings from that if you're prepared to reflect and be honest and vulnerable about it. And I think that's very much what Reece did for us when we sat down and chatted with him.
Isn't there also something really quite important about those moments where you haven't quite done enough or you feel like you might have let yourself down are actually potentially good for you in the long run. I suppose the phrase, you know, what's hard doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. And I think that it was hard for him at times in football. Maybe he was a bit of a sort of round peg in a square hole and he didn't necessarily do himself justice in his career. But maybe without that, he wouldn't be as successful as he has become off the football field.
Yeah, I think there's an awful lot of merit in what you're saying there, Jake, that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But I think what that doesn't take account for is you've got to be honest and you've got to actually do the reflection to then say, well, what could I have done rather than make excuses and point the finger at others? You've got to then be honest enough to appraise yourself and say, I let myself down there. And I think a big message that I took from Reece's conversation that he'd had with us is that the main thing should be to keep the main thing as the main thing. And he didn't. He allowed himself to be distracted by the fast cars, the jewellery, the bling, rather than focusing on learning his craft. And another lesson was that he allowed some of the senior players, those guys that were in competition with him, to lead him down those wrong paths, to encourage those behaviours that weren't going to facilitate a long, successful career in football.
And I think if people follow Reece on Twitter or on Instagram, they'll see that he's still very flash. He puts it all out there, but that's just actually his personality and his character. And the reason why that's no longer a problem is because Manier Devoir is now the main thing. And despite all of that, he's able to keep the main thing now. Because I think if he was still doing now some of the things that perhaps he was doing when he was a footballer, he wouldn't have built this brilliant, massively successful fashion label, which is what he's managed to do.
Yeah, and if you remember, we challenged him on some of like the images that he puts out there. But exactly like you say, what he's not neglecting is the fact that he's got a brilliant brand, he's got a great supply chain behind him, he's great at marketing. That he's not putting all those bright, shiny objects out there and failing to take care of the core part of his business. And I think that was the lesson that he took from his football career, that maybe he took his eye off the ball at getting better as a footballer because he was distracted by all those other factors that are tempting and that we understand. I think now he's got a solid business and the way that he promotes himself isn't at the expense of that. It's in the addition to it.
Interesting stuff. And I really recommend, if you enjoyed that short episode of the things that Reece Wibara shared with us, go and find his full episode as part of the High Performance Podcast. There's loads there for you to get your teeth and your mind into, so enjoy them. Damien, thanks for joining us for this brief little conversation.
It's been brilliant, Jake. Always a pleasure.
Thanks to Finn Ryan from Rethink Audio, to Hannah, to Will, to Damien, but most of all to you for making this podcast what it is. And we'll be back very soon with another big name from the High Performance Podcast. See ya.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.